The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
And let's go to Harley in the United States of America. The latest, Harley, on the terror bomber investigation.
Yeah, they keep digging up information and getting a lot of it about this terror suspect, Ahmed Rahami, and the bombings in New York and New Jersey. For example, we told you yesterday they had found some bombs, both built and under construction, in his apartment. They also found some notes with some angry rants, some indications of radicalization and that sort of thing. So what they want to know is, how did this happen over the last couple of years? Because 2 years ago, his father called him a terrorist in a big, you know, like a fight in the family, in the domicile. And a neighbor heard it and called the police. The police came and talked to him. He said, no, I was just popping off at the mouth, you know, I didn't mean anything by it. They investigated Rahami at the time. They said they found no evidence of radicalization then. So here we are 2 years later, and they want to know what's happening. Now, in the meantime, we also understand that Rahami's wife has been located in Dubai, and that she is cooperating with investigators. She is talking, even though he's not. So they want to find out, you know, all they can, and they're working on that.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. We need to pick up the signs, I think, and take action, which is designed to prevent this sort of stuff from happening. The indicators are there. We haven't acted according to the indicators. Barack Obama's made his last speech as president of the UN General Assembly.
Yes, he did. And, you know, he basically said that, you know, the world needs to pay attention to what the UN stands for and come together and work together to, you know, get rid of the problems that we have. That sounds really nice, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But at the same time, he also said forces of globalization have exposed some pretty deep fault lines across the globe.
They're pretty impotent, the United Nations. Yeah. That's what we know. Well, expensive and impotent.
Yeah, well, of course. But he also encouraged everyone to embrace globalization.
Oh, I know. God, yes. Look what we've got from that. Okay. The prisons in South Carolina, what's going on?
Well, in South Carolina, they're setting up a tracking system. It's costing them a little money, but they figure they've got to do it. Find illicit cell phones among the prison population. It's a problem for prisons everywhere, and they figured out how to do this. Because smuggled phones allow dangerous inmates to stay in contact with their crews on the outside, of course, continue their criminal enterprises. That sure flies in the face of incarceration. So they've got this high-tech stuff that will now allow them to pinpoint within a cell or two exactly where the illegal cell phones may be hidden. And if they can get them and get rid of them, they can actually make these people feel like they're in prison.
Yeah, quite. That's a mystery. Are they or aren't they? Good on you, Harley. Well done, as always. There he is, Harley, in the United States of America. It's 8:30.